it's a good day.
Good day, time is 7 after the hour. It is Thursday 2/13/14. So tomorrow will be 2/14/14. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Woohoo! How many people have got themselves prepared for a good weekend with all the snow and bad weather through much of the central, southern, and eastern part of the country? You'll be stuck at home. So what are your expectations? We ought to probably have some sort of a Facebook poll, right, Kenny? All right. I know we have a poll at DougStefan.com. The question is, what are you doing for Valentine's? There will be a lot of Valentine's Day deals from our Queen of Cheap posted at DougStefan.com as well. This is for ladies. The poll today for ladies. What do you want for Valentine's Day? A, flowers. B, chocolates. C, jewelry. D, a card. E, dinner out. F, some or all of the above. Or G, something else. The poll yesterday asked you how much you're planning to spend on Valentine's Day. This is clearly and completely a guy's thing. Women, for the most part, I've been fortunate in the fact that I have a woman in my life who spent some money on Valentine's Day. But it's usually expected the guy is going to spend the money. So how much are you going to spend? Let's see what won in our poll yesterday. 32% of you said you were going to spend less than $20. What a bunch of cheapskates. Wow.
Jeez.
24% said, when's Valentine's Day?
Oh.
Yeah, not a good sign. 18% said, I don't know how much you're going to spend. 15% said between $20 and $50. Let's see here. 5% said $50 to $100. 6% said over $100. And so I guess that what carries the day is those who are cheap or those who don't know how much they're going to spend. So have some fun with us at the Doug Stephan website, DougStephan, STEPHAN.com. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougStephan.com. The Olympics. The U.S. has swept the men's slopestyle final. So I need to have somebody tell me, whether it's Michael or whether it's Kenny, what the slopestyle race, why do they call it slope? I thought, what is skiing is skiing, right? Apparently not. So what is slopestyle skiing?
No idea.
Very nice. Michael, you don't know either? Good as Michael. All of these things, it's like it's doing very well in the ratings on television. But what are people watching? Who knows? I'll throw it open to somebody. And that's why I don't like getting into the Olympics in terms of conversation, because there's so many nuances to it. And frankly, I don't care anyway. It's nice for national pride to have us in the top spot or close to the top spot. I think in terms of total medals we've won, we're in fourth position. 888-302-3684. So if you want to help with the Olympics understanding it, here's a piece from a host named Lee Rayburn, who talked to financial analyst John Kiernan, focusing on the Sochi Games and how much they've cost.
To say the least, the Sochi Olympics look quite pricey, John.
Yeah, they certainly do, and that's both from the organizer's perspective and from the consumer's perspective. The Sochi Olympics cost around $51 billion for Russia, and that's more than the previous 21 Winter Games combined, actually. That's not the only place where the Sochi Games are kind of setting records. Obviously, it's unusually warm in Sochi. The average February temperature is around 43 degrees Fahrenheit. That makes it the warmest winter host city. Sochi is obviously kind of a semi-southern coastal town, but even though the warm temperatures are affecting a lot of the snow events that are held about 40 minutes away, on Monday, there were some issues with the snow, and they had to delay training runs and things like that. So the temperatures are obviously factoring in. If you kind of go back to the cost of setting up the games, one of the big things that people have talked about is corruption political leaders in Russia have alleged that about $25 to $30 billion have been lost to theft.
Wait, whoa. John, that stop for a second. $51 billion makes it more expensive than all other 21 winter games combined. But according to the Russian politicians themselves, as much as half, if not more, of that comes from corruption and graft?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I think obviously Putin's leadership would tell a different story, but that figure comes from someone from the opposition party, so kind of take that with a grain of salt. But it just kind of speaks to maybe the lack of transparency there is and where all this money has gone.
All right. So one of the other names that's coming out of the Olympics is a woman named Jenny Jones, not the TV talk show host of the 90s. But the 33-year-old Olympian who became the first British athlete to win a medal in a snow-based Olympic event. Apparently, let's see here, over the years, Great Britain has won 22 medals on the ice over a 90-year period of time. So they're not big in that. But she's one of these young women that's attracting a lot of attention because she is attractive. More and more of these athletes, Kenny, are really quite attractive. So they add to the interest, perhaps, in the games themselves. People want to see how all of these women. I think there's more interest in the women's athletes at athletic events than there is the men. Is that a safe place for me to be?
Yeah, it's a safe place to be. I think that there are typically less women athletes,
mm-hmm.
so. You know, they stand out a little bit more, but I think there are a lot of women out there who are very excited about some of these men too.
About some of the men, apparently,
yeah.
With what's going on, the extracurricular stuff going on there, it would appear that that is correct. 888-302-3684. The forecasters had predicted a catastrophic ice storm in the South for yesterday. Georgia pretty much closed down. Atlanta was like a ghost town. The snow is falling in Washington up to 10, 12 inches on the ground there now. Philadelphia the same, New York the same, and it's curving its way into New England. The coast is getting a lot of rain, but 8 inches of snow already on the ground in some areas around suburban Boston. So this wintry weather continues. I told you in the last couple, 3 weeks, I've looked at 3 or 4 long-range they don't call them maps there or projections. What the heck? They're models. They're sort of computer models, and they all suggest the same thing. February is going to be horrendous. Another storm working its way across the country now. But then at the end of the month, or somehow as we get into March, things modify. It looks like maybe with luck there'll be an early spring, but that doesn't stop, you know, obviously the problem that is being heard very loudly by the people who just don't know how to deal with this stuff. They just don't know. They don't have an experience in their lifetime. Of course, the news media always makes it worse than it is, but it still isn't. It's not comfortable. But the schools close. Are they let the kids out early? What's that about? Anyway, 14 past the hour. Power to the people. Ready? Everybody
ready.
Say, power to the people.
Nobody power heard. To the people.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth, and you know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used strips or trays. It was too much work to deal with, and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I have started using the brand new way to whiten your teeth called Active White. Active White. Same thing as power swabs, only now it's in an aerosol can. Whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades whiter in 7 days. Easy to apply on your toothbrush, put it on your mouth, or in your mouth on your teeth. If you have caps, crowns, veneers, this is the way to get rid of stains on them as well. You want a nice smile. And as the situation presents itself this weekend, you're probably maybe thinking, yeah, it'd be nice to have a date. Well, you won't get a date if your teeth are ugly and yellow and stained. But if you get on the bandwagon, you're not going to be able to get this stuff in time for Valentine's Day, but you'll be all set in the next month. by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. You can order this new product, new to America, non-peroxide foam that is powerful, whitens your smile in minutes. Coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. I got a stack of letters here from people who have been using these products, and they just love the results, and you will too. 800-865-7602 for Active White. The Active White, the brand itself, and what is in that can will astound you in how well it works. Get white teeth fast, risk-free. 800-865-7602 for the simplest, straightest, smartest way to clean your teeth with Active White. 800-865-7602.
This President's Day, Guitar Center wants you to feel like you have the power in your hands. Not the power to manage national affairs or change laws. I mean the cool kind of power. Like the power of a Fender acoustic or an Ibanez electric guitar, $99 each. That's what I'm talking about. Plus, there are hundreds of other deals, like three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings or an amazing clip-on guitar tuner for just $10. Celebrate President's Day by feeling the power of the greatest feeling on earth. Only at Guitar Center. Now through Monday.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a clue. Must be nasty. Responsibly.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything. You got this. You woke at 6:30 a.m., laundered athletic uniforms and leotards, and finished the report requested by your boss. You got this. You walked the dog, fixed the dryer, balanced the checkbook, and started dinner. You've got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms, plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. We're going to give away a $1,000 gift card. The winner will be announced on Friday in the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway. If you have a nice tip that helps people in the cold and flu season, go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and share it with us. You could win a blanket, a thermometer, as I say, that $1,000 gift card. Winner will be drawn tomorrow here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Twain was number one during this week in 2004 with Forever and Always. Perhaps that polls with our thoughts regarding Sid Caesar and Shirley Temple. We'll give him some more time and some more thoughts after we listen to Conan O'Brien, who seems to be the only one doing a live late show this week, talk about Bob Costas.
Yesterday, Matt Lauer jokingly blamed Bob Costas' eye infection on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Yeah, and today police are wondering, where in the world is Matt Lauer? You don't do that. If I was over there, I would not make one joke about Putin.
No, no. No, because he'd end up, like, in your room shirtless, putting a pillow on your face.
I find that half erotic.
That's the idea.
Yeah, I know.
All right. The ladies on The View eulogized Shirley Temple, and I thought this was kind of a warm conversation about her. So from the Forever and Always department.
It gives me great sadness to say that the good ship Lollipop has sailed off with Shirley Temple Black on board. She passed away at 85 years old. I had my flip book, and I don't know where it went. What do you want to know? I had it's right here. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, I grew up on Shirley. You want to show that first? I was going to say, you know, it's the craziest thing. This is what was on my desk today. I keep a flip book of Shirley Temple on my desk at home. And because, like you, my mom was a fan. But I want you to speak to her because I love what you said.
I grew up on Shirley Temple. I mean, she was older than I am happy to say. And I loved and hated her. Right. I mean, she was my idol with the little curls. And we all had to wear little curls. And I wore little curls. And I sang, I'm the girl. I'm going to do it whether you like it or not.
Oh, my
God. I'm the good ship.
Somebody
said she was like Honey Boo Boo with talent.
I thoroughly grew up with Shirley Temple and loved her. She's the perfect example of a child star done the right way.
Yep, I think that's as warm a thing as you can say. A lot of warmth being sent in the direction of the late Sid Caesar, who died in Los Angeles yesterday after a brief illness. He was 91. Some of the work that he did, the funny, crazy stuff. Here's an example of it. I think, Michael, would you say it's from Show of Shows?
That's Carl Reiner and him doing the bit, the professor of archaeology, who is Professor Ludwig von Fossel.
All right, here's a piece of that.
All right, Professor, give me a good handshake. Good one. That's the way I like to feel, a good handshake. You know why?
Why that?
So happy to see somebody. I've been digging around in the woods, you know, so long, I didn't see anybody. It's nice to see somebody. That's enough. Okay.
Professor, you are one of the world's foremost architects and archaeologists. Now, Professor, in all your diggings, why would it be possible for you to say that the Egyptian architecture is the most sturdy and everlasting?
Well, you see, they built simply. Their architecture, when we dug it up, was still in good shape. Because they built simply, like, look at the pyramids. 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 Look at that. That's it. Now, you see, you take a... Because, and you know how they built? They built like the animals built. When an animal builds something, he builds it strongly and very cheaply.
I see.
Because animals got no money enough. They're broke, boy. They got a friend. Even the richest one ain't got a friend. Tell me, what has he got? Just puts on his back, and that's it. So when they build something, they build it. Like there was a dam that I saw over in Egypt that they built. It was beautiful because, what did they do? They watched the demons. Because the demons are the best dam builders in the world.
Sid Caesar on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, did Mike Huckabee hurt his presidential prospects by his comments about women and libido?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
No, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End Abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. Did former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee hurt his Republican presidential prospects by his comments combining women's libido and birth control?
I sometimes think that a lot of Republican men talk about women in a way that I can only imagine makes women cringe. It really is listening to somebody's dad from the 1950s or something talking about the little gals. Yeah, this is going to hurt him. With women. It hurts the Republican Party with women if he becomes their standard bearer.
Let me agree with Ron. There is a Venus Mars thing, but also with men of a certain faith background. This is shorthand language to the rest of the world who I forgot what libido was. Of course, I just turned 60.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Mary Madeline.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here. I think Richie's around somewhere. We have the presence of people who are interested in hearing about what's going on in the world in a rather unique way. I have a unique way, I think I have. Maybe that's how this program has lasted 26 years. Take on the day's information. The facts, the opinions. I have mine, you have yours. But there are also other things that are going on in all of our lives. And I started, I think last month it was, Kenny, asking people to use Facebook, either our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or their own Facebook page, to tell the world what they were grateful for. And I thought it was an exercise that ought to be done every morning or at some point in every day. But that's usually the kind of stuff that you do in the morning. You start the day. For example, today I would say that I'm thankful or grateful for my health. Because in instances where I wasn't, you didn't hear me yesterday, because that bug or whatever it was, that virus, when I had the salmonella poisoning a couple of weeks ago, it sort of stayed. It never went away and came back and grabbed me again. Both Meredith and I were sick for mine lasted about a day. Hers was about 2 days. But when you get into that, especially if you're used to having good health and you don't have it, it's taken away from you. You are very grateful for it when it comes back again. And I would also say, as I drove around the streets of Los Angeles a couple of hours ago and I got off the plane and drove back to my house, I am so grateful for being able to have that experience. And I really feel good. I called, woke her up from a sound sleep. And I really feel good about being here. And I do. And I was very excited to get back and see my darling Charlotte. So those are things, the sorts of things to be grateful for. Not just the sky or your home or those sorts of things, but come up with something that every day is something that adds to your world. Thinking about that which is something, and I know you all have it. Every day you've got something that you can be thankful for. Here's Ellen in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, hey, Doug. How are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
How's my friend Storm Kennedy doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She's just fabulous. Yeah, I just love her.
That's a good thing. A lot of people do. That's why she's still on the air.
Yeah, I'll tell her hi for you.
That's a good idea. All right, what are you grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful, well, obviously, for my health, but I'm grateful that I have a positive attitude. Uh-huh. I do volunteer work, and I have a great sense of humor.
Nothing wrong with that. Do you have an example of your sense of humor?
Too early, I think. I can't think.
Well, sometimes people just have a way about them. They present themselves in a way that seems like it's fun. There's an automatic sense when you get around people who have either a good sense of humor or a nice way about them that we gravitate to people like that. We want to be
right
around people like that. So why would you want to be like that yourself? Have people gravitate to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you betcha.
All right. Well, thank you for adding color to our day, Ellen. Nice
okay,
to hear
Doug,
from you.
Have a great one. Okay.
And you as well. 888-302-3684. See, that's the sort of thing. It's kind of fun understand the gratitude that we need to share. I was talking earlier about Sid Caesar. We had some people in the news. I have not mentioned Tom Brokaw, although I would imagine you folks talked about him yesterday. Did you not, Kenny?
Yes, we did.
Tom Brokaw has cancer. He was in the NBC Nightly News chair from 1982 to 2004. He has multiple myeloma, which is what? Isn't that a skin?
It's a bone marrow.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Ed McMahon died of. And I'm wondering, I don't know, I think I said this when Ed died, the exposure to all the lights and the cameras in those studios for all those years. 2 and 2 is 4. I'm betting that Brokaw, because he did spend as much time, the news studios are very hot. The light is very, very bright. But not just the news studios, but any of these studios where these shows. If you ever have been to the taping of a television program, when you go on to the set and you sit in the seat and you see how bright those lights are, you understand that's beating down on you. Plus, some of the older cameras. Now, Brokaw's been around for a long time. Ed was around early on in the beginning of the business. There were lots of people who worried about the radiation that came from those television sets. So I'm wondering, the cameras themselves, I'm wondering if there isn't some correlation here, Kenny, with Brokaw's problem and what Ed had. And I'm wondering if there are other people who have died of the same thing.
And both were at NBC.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, somebody's going to sue. Let's get the families together and see if we can sue NBC. All right, let's see. Now, by the way, we have the story at DougStephan.com of Tom Brokaw being diagnosed with multiple myeloma. I didn't realize that was what it was called, frankly. Here's a story that you're going to find interesting. I think you will, anyway. If you're a Corvette lover, as I have always been, I never had the courage to buy a Corvette. I always wanted one when I was a kid. Didn't buy one. I bought a Pontiac Grand Prix instead. There's a sinkhole today in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and it has opened up under part of the National Corvette Museum, and 8 of the Corvettes have gone down the hole. The cars apparently are salvageable, but there's a ZR1 Spider and a ZR1 Blue Devil on loan from General Motors. The rest of them belong to the museum. This is a 20-foot deep hole which collapsed part of the domed section of the museum. So I'm beginning to wonder about these. Is it just that the news media is paying more attention to all these sinkholes, or are there, in fact, more sinkholes?
That's an excellent question. Did you see this happen? They had some footage from one of the security cameras.
No, I didn't see it.
From the Corvette Museum, and it's something else, because you see the footage and it's just the cars there, like they're in a showroom, and then all of a sudden part of the floor gives away and one of the cars tilts, and then it's a huge hole and the cars are falling down into it.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's again, that, by the way, we have that story for you as well at DougStephan.com. You can see the pictures. The Ray Nagin verdict in, and he's been found guilty, 20 of the 21 charges against him for corruption he will go away for quite a while. I don't remember that I heard, though, how long he was supposed to be sentenced. I don't think the sentencing took place. Did it, Kenny?
Not yet. The guessing is about 20 years.
He took $500,000 in bribes in a series of various illegal acts that started before the hurricane and continued during the hurricane and after the hurricane. He allegedly received money, free vacation travel, truckloads of granite for Stone Age LLC, which is a business that he and his sons owned. He had denied the charges. Each charge carries a sentence of 3 to 20 years. So, yeah, 20 years, it would seem, makes good sense. I don't, it would seem to fit together with the, what is the, putting together, it's always a challenge, I think, to put together a what one would think would be appropriate punishment for something like this. See, I don't think Nagin should go to jail. I don't think people like him should go to jail. I think that they serve their time doing a public service job and don't get paid for it. That's what, that, isn't that much more productive? What is putting Ray Nagin in jail going to do for the people of New Orleans, for the people of the state of Louisiana, or for Nagin himself? What constructive next move comes out of that? I don't see that there's anything constructive about putting him in jail. I don't.
Well, I would think the people of New Orleans want to see him punished.
Well, why not punish him in a way that's good for the people of New Orleans, and putting him in jail and spending $34,000, $35,000 a year to keep him up isn't as good as if he were contributing, doing something. Put him on the back of a garbage truck. What better way to penalize the mayor but to chain him, literally, to be a garbage man? And people are going, oh, you're saying he gave garbage men the bad name. Or am I saying that being a garbage man, you know what? I'm not going to apologize for that. Being a garbage man is a lousy job. And that's what Nagin deserves. He needs to do work that is going to be commensurate with what he's done. And being a garbage man is pretty good. I think that's commensurate with what he's done. And he doesn't get paid. End of story. That's how you pay your debt back. You don't go to jail. What's he going to do in jail? He's going to rot in jail, do nothing.
Can you do both?
On the side? What, go to jail at night and be a garbage man during the daytime? Yeah, I mean, there's some
way of
maybe
incarcerating,
right?
I like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. They cast away Jose Salvador Alvarenga back in El Salvador after spending that year lost at sea. He had to make a series of flights to get back to his home country. It was a two-day journey, but that was nothing compared to his ordeal. Do we now begin to believe that what happened to him, in fact, happened to him? What he says happened to him really did happen to him? I think most people are.
Well,
kind of with it.
Yeah, he had to be somewhere for the last year.
Yeah. But did he really stay on that boat? I went to, I didn't go, I saw it on the plane, the Robert Redford movie about the sailor. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
If you have not seen it, it is a powerful, powerful movie. He doesn't say one word in the movie. He's the only person in the movie. And the emotions, the way he even eats, everything he does seems to be exaggerated because he's the only one on the screen. And yet, when you understand what happened to him, I don't want to give this away too much, but his boat, beautiful boat, I think he was going across the Indian Ocean, if I remember correctly. And one of those container boxes that looks like the back of an 18-wheeler apparently fell off of a container ship and was in the water. And in the middle of the night, his boat hits it and cuts a big hole in the side of the boat. And it shows how cleverly he was able to deal with it, fix the hole. But then he gets into this horrible storm, and it pretty much knocks him out. I don't want to give the whole movie away, but it's a very compelling, very, very compelling movie. 15 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
4 out of 10 recent graduates would have attended a different college if they'd understood the total cost of their education. That's according to a new study from PlusU, a new free personalized online college matching service. Senior Vice President Brad McMahon explains.
PlusCU helps students make informed decisions about selecting the right school based on both the personalized matching process and the financial cost and return benefits. All of that helps them succeed in college and in life in terms of jobs, earning potential, and satisfaction.
How does PlusCU work?
Students complete an online questionnaire, and PlusCU tailors a list of recommended schools. We can also match them to a funding and a career path. It's a complete college information marketplace. What's more, to help students maximize their return on education, we're giving away $200,000 in scholarships throughout the year.
To enter the giveaway and learn more, visit plus-u.com. That's plus-u.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by the folks at Intuit TurboTax. Amazing what you're capable of. A lot of people doing their taxes now and using the software. Very, very handy. The winter weather is, I don't know if to say it's unbelievable. You put the chronology together of what's happened since Christmas time in terms of the cold and the snow and how it's affected major portions of the U.S. that haven't seen snow or ice for decades. And it keeps hammering. It isn't just once it's happened. It's going through the cycle, what, second, third time in Atlanta? I know at least the third time in Dallas because I was there for two of the snowstorms. And now it's moved into the Carolinas yesterday and up into Washington where it's snowing heavily this morning, Philadelphia, New York, and into New England. Big, big problems. And it's interesting, the weather is a focus in Sochi as well, but not for the, as we get our blast of wintry weather. This place is 60 degrees, and that's really affecting negatively the snow conditions. Didn't keep us from winning, what, 3 gold medals? Did we win earlier this morning? What's the story there? Michael or Kenny?
Silver, gold, and bronze all in one event.
What was the event?
Good question.
It was slope style
That's
skiing.
Slope
we started
skiing.
Talking
about
that before,
yeah.
But we don't know what slope style means.
Yeah, and nobody was kind enough to give us the information, so we'll figure it out. I'm not sure it's important. People just want to know how many medals we've won, period, end of story. Speaking of winning, the Powerball jackpot was $284 million last night. I do not believe there was a winner. Was there no Powerball winner yet. So that means the thing's going to get up over $300 million, sell more tickets. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Thursday Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is here to talk about Amazon's most recent attempt to compete with brick-and-mortar retailers. I'll tell you something, there's nothing more amazing than Amazon. I'm just becoming aware of all the things they sell there. Pretty amazing stuff. So let's learn more about Amazon from Shelley Palmer, our technology reporter, in just a moment here on Good Day.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, look out, brick-and-mortar retailers. Amazon is coming for you. Again. Amazon recently updated its main iOS app to include a shop-by-camera function called Flow. In the past, you could search for items you found in stores by scanning their barcodes with an Amazon app. Flow just asks you to point your phone at something you want to buy, and it will automatically search Amazon.com for the same thing. Amazon's been testing this feature for a couple of years. It's been featured in the standalone Flow app since 2012. Its addition into Amazon's main app signifies that Amazon knows it's 100% ready to go. Flow can identify media package covers as well as logos, artwork, and other unique visual features. You can even scan things not in their original box. Love your friend's headphones? Scan them with Flow and they'll be yours in seconds. The Flow feature isn't out on Android just yet, but it is available on Amazon's main iOS app right now. Make sure your app is up to date and you're free to start shopping with Flow. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Whether you're a competitive athlete, a dedicated runner, or a workout enthusiast, there comes a time when you may need a bit of help getting your body to perform to the peak of its ability. Brian Osich is here with more on a popular trend, sports supplements, and how to make them work well for you.
For anyone who is serious about performing their best, training, diet, and nutrition are key. Augmenting your workouts with safe and effective supplementation can further improve personal performance. Six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott.
Competitive athletes are constantly looking for safe and effective ways to naturally optimize their athletic results. X2 Performance is a revolutionary pre-workout sports supplement that boosts performance by increasing energy levels, enhancing endurance, and improving recovery. It works by accelerating your body's production of ATP, which is your core source of energy.
During intense workouts, ATP is depleted and fatigue sets in. That's where X2 Performance will give your body a boost.
X2 Performance is both NSF certified for sport and Informed Sport certified, which is why I'd recommend this product to any athlete who wants to take their training to the next level.
For more, visit x2performance.com for 25% off your purchase. That's Newsbreak from X2 Performance.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and a lot of couples may be taking advantage of the weekend with a romantic getaway. Whether you are staying near or far, there's one thing you should definitely have on your prep list. Let's listen.
Are you planning a Valentine's weekend? Besides having the perfect card, some chocolates, and a plan in mind for the night or nights, you should make sure your car is ready to go before setting out on a romantic getaway. General Motors' James Bell says you can do more than you think to make an everlasting impression by doing something called dating in motion.
Dating in motion is really about combining three main elements: dating rules of thumb, modern technology, and Valentine's Day traditions. The rules of thumb are easy. Clean your car inside and out. Don't be late, and whether electric or gasoline, make sure you have more than enough juice to go the distance.
Bell says every car is equipped differently, and as for vehicle technology serving as your wingman or wingwoman, he has a few ideas.
Use OnStar to help you map out your route to dinner. Set the mood in transit with romantic music channels, or make a custom playlist on your iPod, and be sure the temperature is set to keep things from heating up too soon.
For more, go to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
So, did Dennis Rodman get off the wagon? He went to rehab for, what, 3 weeks or something like that after he got back from North Korea? And he was supposed
something
to be
like
focusing
that, yeah,
on the booze. Apparently he was focusing on it. He was down in South Beach at a nightclub over the week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.